boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So we had a meeting today with our boss, and he was just asking us a lot of different questions about our show.
How we operate, how we work together.
All that fun
stuff like that.
And then he came to this one question, which honestly stumped the both of us.
Well, I mean, there were a couple that I was like, we just show up and we hang out.
We work together. I don't know how to say how we work together, but it just works.
It just does.
Basically, he asked us, okay, Taylor, what more do you need from Destiny? Mm-hmm. And then vice versa. Destiny, what more do you need from Taylor? You looked at me. And I looked at you, and we were both like,
I don't know.
He goes, okay, fine. Let's, Taylor, what less do you need from Destiny? And Destiny, what less do you need from Taylor?
And we were like, I don't know. I'd like to hear less about your stinky feet. I don't know. Like, is that what we mean?
Is that what you want from us? Then we really, truly couldn't answer this question for the life of us. Here's the thing. I'm like, maybe we work too well together that the toxic person in me wonders if maybe we need to have a fight.
Oh.
Because, like, maybe that will help us answer the question.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's fine because if, like, I don't know, let's say you're busy and I'm over here like, oh my God, have you seen what Zac Efron's doing? You will just be like, I can't, don't talk to me right now. I'm busy. I'm in the middle of something. And then we circle back.
Exactly.
So I'm like, I don't care enough to fight, you know?
Right. I'm like, does our relationship need a fight? Not physical.
No.
Do we need a screaming match to be able to answer? Are we not healthy enough? I'm like, we couldn't answer this question.
More snacks. That's what I need from you.
Yeah, that's
more
what I snacks. Need from you. You're failing me on that.
And you're failing me.
I need you to bring
So I need you to pack more mom snacks.
I need you to pack some Little Debbies starting tomorrow.
Well, we'll see if I make it to the store. I'm not sure about it.
We know I have so many security cameras. It is insane in my house.
It's become like not only a hobby, but a passion of yours.
Exactly. Here's the thing. I think everybody should have as many security cameras as I do, because not only is it keeping me safe, mm-hmm. but also keeping me sane. Because here's the thing. This morning I left the house and I was like, oh my God. We turn off the oven or the stove after we made our eggs this morning. And then it hit me. Security cameras are faced right at the oven and the stove. I can just look at it. Pop on the security camera and I'm like, you know what? We're good. The house ain't going to turn into flames. This is why everyone needs security cameras.
I mean, that is just...
I got to buy another one to put it on my curling iron.
I worry about you having free will spending. How many cameras can one person have?
Well, the government hasn't stopped me yet.
I guess you do have
Soon
a point
they will.
There.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, if you're not trying to look old, you better look at your email account. I know you love email.
I love a good email.
I mean, here's the thing. We are aging, okay? And there's new generations who are judging us the way that we would judge the boomers. And what the younger generation is looking at now to see, kind of gauge how old you are, is they are looking at your email address. Not what you put in emails, not how you write them out, but the actual address. So they're saying if someone has like a Gmail or whatever .com handle with just their name, no additional letters or numbers, you probably claimed that address very early on, which means you are prehistoric, baby.
Oh my God.
I, unfortunately, by these rules, I'm older than the dawn of time because my personal email is just my first and last name.
Mine is too. Last period first.
That is additional. things, though. I guess technically.
Oh, my God. I'm not old.
Well, I mean, you're still kind of old because
you old granny over there.
You didn't have to add like 001 or something. But I'm like, I kind of feel bad about myself.
You keep going and then I'm going to crap all over them. So go.
Well, I mean, it's whatever. I guess my argument to this, because same thing with Instagram, right? I got my name. I didn't have to put numbers and stuff, but it's because I have a not super common last name. It's not Smith. So I'm just, my rebuttal to this is that I'm just unique. I'm not old. I'm one of a kind.
That's what somebody old says.
Go ahead. Take the floor.
As somebody who does interviews, can I say, please don't add extra things.
Well, what if they have to? What if there's a million John Smiths in the world?
That's fine. But like when you add like all these extra numbers, it's going to make me harder to find your email to email you back to let you know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I have an argument back to you because I know one of your personal email accounts and it's embarrassing.
I know it is.
It has something to do with like the Vikings or something.
Because, okay, well, here, I'll just tell you. It's a Vike girl, except for I spelled it wrong because I was 13 when I did it, or I wasn't
and
even old
enough. You still use it for stuff.
Well, yeah, I use it for the scammy things. I called it Vic girl. It was supposed to be an E after Vike, mm-hmm. and I forgot it. Because I was at Vin Schalsberg, we were the Vikings.
Mm.
And yes, I still use it. And if I give it to you, just know it's a scammy email and I don't check it.
Noted. And that you're also old, I guess.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I think I got lied to when I picked up my glasses yesterday. I need to ask you if you're noticing the problem with my glasses or if honestly my vision is so bad I'm seeing things.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I was looking in the mirror. Are my glasses crooked?
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, I knew it.
And you know what?
They are, aren't they?
Well, hold your head up straight. No. I don't think they are, but I feel you.
Because here's the thing. Look at my one eyebrow. My right eyebrow shows more than my mm-hmm. left eyebrows, which makes me think my glasses are crooked. Mm-hmm. I said it to the woman, what is their job title again?
Optometrist.
Thank you. I'm going to forget it every time. I said, hey, I think my glasses are crooked. She goes, no, I think they're straight. You look good. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
I think she just wanted to get me out of there. It was very busy. I respect that. Okay. But my glasses are totally crooked. So I don't know if I just start putting Band-Aids at the end to like prop one up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Well, because they have like the specific bendy, they can adjust them to your face.
Do they?
Yeah, because I'm like you. I'm a contact wearer, but I've gotten glasses before and I've had the same issue where they feel crooked or they feel like they're up higher on one side and they do have...
I buy that machine on Amazon?
I don't know. I would tell you, don't bend them yourself. You spent way too much money on your glasses to be trying to make them even on your head. But I think the bad part about it is your face is crooked. You know what I mean? I, like you, have one eyebrow that is higher than the other. And that is their nice way of saying, sweetie, it's not the glasses, it's your face.
Wait, so it's my face, it's not the glasses?
Your face just isn't symmetrical.
Wait, am I not? Maybe. Hold up.
So is mine.
Are you telling me I ain't doing my eyebrows right? Is that what this
I'm
is
telling
coming
you? I'm telling you, in the wise words of Lady Gaga, you were born this way, baby. Pretty much came to the conclusion that if my relationship were to end with Curly, it would be because I keep going to bed uglier and uglier and uglier, okay? I'm sure you've seen people on TikTok say, the uglier you go to bed, the higher you wake up, right?
I never heard that.
What? Oh, my God. Like, people doing
no wonder I'm ugly. I'm going too hot to bed.
Maybe you are. We're not on the same side of TikTok. I see people doing, like, sock curls or, like, looking like a founding father with, like, a robe tie.
I cannot figure that out.
Heatless curls. You go to bed ugly, and then you wake up beautiful, and you had to do no work. Same thing where I've seen people take, like, self-tanner and contour their face, and you look insane until you wake up and wash your face.
Uh-huh.
So I am on a beauty journey, okay?
Oh, dear Lord. Are you still in the snail mucin?
No, I'm over that. I told you I have been switching over to a lot of Korean skincare products.
Yeah, you're switching me over too.
Oh my God, the technology, they got to figure it out. So I have switched tons of my products over, and that means that I'm doing some overnight skincare, okay? So the other night, number one, first thing that my boyfriend Curly was like, what is going on with you? I did a sleep mask, where you paint it on, you let it dry for like 10 minutes, and then you sleep with it on, but it's dry, so it's not sticky. It didn't get on my pillowcase or anything. I went to bed first. I laid there like a mummy so that I didn't get it all over my pillowcase for like 15 minutes. He comes to bed and he goes, ew, why is your face slimy? And I was like, okay, relax. I'm going to wake up gorgeous. Just wait. I actually ended up waking up at 3 a.m. and ripping it off my face because it was so irritating. That's neither here nor there. Last night, I tried something new where I've seen people say if you take scar tape, like, I don't know, and you put it on your wrinkles while you sleep, you wake up and you don't have wrinkles anymore.
Okay, I don't believe that one.
I did it.
And you still got wrinkles.
I have a hat on today, so you can't. That's none of your business what's happening under my hat. But I, again, put my scar tape on my forehead last night before he came to bed. He came in and he goes, did you slice your forehead?
Oh, Jesus.
I just was like, no, leave me alone. I'm doing beauty hacks. And I'm sorry that I'm not a beautiful queen coming to bed in my like lace matching set. I am in a Walmart t-shirt and I got stuff all over my face. Mind your business.
Oh my God. When you and this man, Curly, get married, you better put this in your vows. I swear to God, you better put this in your vows. Through thick and thin, through my moo-moo, right? Isn't that what that shirt's called? Because you want to get one.
I have one.
You have one already?
Yeah, I found one at the grocery store.
Through my muumuu and my scar tape and whatever else
and
you're up to.
My gooey face.
Say I do, baby.
And he better. I will say I'm kind of seeing the consequences of going to bed real ugly. Because I told you I keep trying new beauty hacks, I guess, where you go to bed ugly and you wake up prettier than you were. But my boyfriend Curly keeps falling asleep on the couch.
Because he doesn't want to be next to you.
Well, that's what my heart's telling me, but I don't know if that's true. Because we hang out, we eat dinner, we have been watching Stranger Things, normally an episode a night. And then I'm always in bed first because I'm a go-getter. I get my stuff done and then I want to be comfy, cozy in bed, done for the night. He likes to scroll on Twitter or whatever boys like to look at out on the couch and he takes forever to get into bed. But the last two nights, I've been in bed and gone, hello? Hello? Like, where are you? It's been 20 minutes since I got into bed. What are you doing? And I go out and he's asleep on the couch. So I'm like, would you like to come to bed? Excuse me. Oh, yeah, sorry. And then last night, I had to go out a second time because he fell back asleep. I'm like, did you want to come to bed or not? Because my feelings are hurt right now. What are you doing?
Taylor, this man
hates me.
Is officially in the dad era.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about it.
No, I mean this man needs like a child. Like this man is in his dad.
He's gonna need to outsource.
This man's in the dad era. If he's sleeping on the couch, dad time. I mean, think about it. Next, he's gonna get those grilling shoes. We know what shoes I'm talking about.
He does have Hey Dudes.
Oh my God. And then he's gonna be commenting on the grass. And then he's going to get the tongs and he's going to clap them together right before he grills. You know, because that's what dads do.
Yeah.
Typical dad stuff.
You might be right. One of these days I'm going to come home and he's just going to have a recliner plopped into the living room.
And he's going to find every excuse to go to the hardware store. Who knows? Why do you guys have to keep going to the hardware store? What else do you need?
I don't.
He's in his dad era.
Okay. Cat dad. Let's not get crazy, right? Like I said, nobody get the wrong idea here.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Can I tell you what's driving me crazy?
Okay.
It's so windy out there and it's so loud.
Oh, she's going to bring up her wreath again? Oh.
No, I did wake up panicked this morning.
That your wreath blew off your door?
Yeah, that it would be across the street. No, the wind and the thunder last night did wake me up. But
it thundered? Where was I?
Well, I was in North Liberty. I don't know about you, but...
Oh, I must have been out.
I woke up to that. But then even now, sitting in the studio, I'm like, it must be windy out. I just looked. It is. the birdhouse is blowing, the grass is blowing. But do you hear the squeaking noise when we're just sitting here and not on the
air? I know what it is.
What is it?
It's, okay, so outside the studio, we have a bush. And I don't know what it is, like a... Dead is what it is. I don't know if it ever produced any type of like fruit, like maybe like berries or something. I'm not really sure. Okay, but it's a bush. And every time you see it in the corner of that window right there,
yeah,
it's scraping against something.
That's the squeaking?
That's the squeaking. Get rid of the bush and we got no problem.
What? I see all this time.
Guarantee if I went up there and I, you know, put my body up against the bush for a second, you would no longer hear that screeching. I guarantee that's what it is.
I'm not kidding. It sounds like a mouse. And I know it's not.
No, we ain't got no mouse. Well, I don't know. Do we?
I'm just saying.
I'll keep my feet up just in case.
I panic every time I hear it because it's like squeak, 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 squeak. And I'm like, is there mice in the ceiling? Oh, it must be.
I just
radio.
Heard it again.
Did you?
Yes, I did. But I'm telling you, it is the bush.
So who's gonna go out there and hack at that bush?
I don't think we should trust me with any of
you are correct about that.
With something that could harm me or others.
I'll take one for the team then.
We got to know, what celebrity do you swear you saw in real life? Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Because here's the thing. Yesterday, I swear on my life, I saw Millie Bobby Brown. From Stranger Things.
Okay.
Now, maybe it's because I just recently got into Stranger Things and I'm
say.
Like, my senses are like at a high. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. We had a tour yesterday with two different groups for Girl Scouts. And there was one girl who just looked exactly like younger version of Millie Bobby Brown, aka 11.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't stop looking. I was like, 11? Is that you? I'm like, if she
You
starts-
didn't say that, did
no.
you? Okay. I'm just making sure.
No, here's the thing. I kept looking at her because I'm like, if she bleeds from her nose, there's a demo dog behind me. I just know it. The world's ending. World is ending. You know, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But she was good. Didn't bleed from her nose. Everything was fine. But I was like, oh my God, she looks exactly like Millie Bobby Brown. I just was like, I can't stop looking at you.
Yeah.
I know Millie Bobby Brown is older now, but this was a younger version of Millie Bobby Brown.
Well, she looked really young. Uh-huh. I mean, she still looks young.
She
she looked like 11 for a really long time.
100%.
I think more than anything, like, I'm sad that it wasn't really her, right? Because that would be cool. But I am more... concerned that you're taking your watching too seriously.
What do you mean? Couldn't stop staring at her.
Well, yeah, and you told me like, oh my God, I can't watch it at night because I'm gonna have nightmares about demogorgons and stuff.
Yes.
Which, yeah, it's a little spooky. But if you now in your everyday life are scared of people getting nosebleeds, I just am a little concerned about you.
You ever have that moment that you're like, wait a minute, is that who I think that is? We want to know, what celebrity do you swear you saw in real life? Let us know, 319-200-1029.
So this was a couple months ago, I would say. I was out to eat with my parents and my boyfriend, Curly. We were at Big Grove in Cedar Rapids, actually, not long after they had opened here. And my mom was like, you guys... is that Donnie Wahlberg at the table next to
now,
us?
That one's believable.
That's why we were spiraling, because we're like, oh my gosh, Wahlbergers at like Hy-Vee's at the time.
Uh-huh.
This kind of makes sense. The way that he was dressed, he had on like a big, like a sporty looking bomber jacket, and he had on like a flat billed hat. Like, he looked really cool, like you would expect.
Yeah.
I had to Google Donnie Wahlberg to find out that he was in New Kids on the Block. Like, because obviously
I didn't know that.
I didn't either, because we all think about Mark, right? Mark Wahlberg, the movie star. So when she's like, you guys, that's gotta be Donnie Wahlberg at the table next to us. I'm like, first of all, Mom, lower your voice, okay? Everyone just heard you say that. And then the entire lunch or dinner or whatever we were there for, we couldn't stop staring at
him. I knew it.
And my mom's like, do I say something? Do I like drop my utensil, my fork on the ground?
Do so a I can, bend and snap?
Yeah, get a better, well, I don't know about the bend and snap. My dad was there.
Can you imagine?
Mr. Steal Your Girl, Donnie Wahlberg. We've been talking a lot about celebrities this hour and those times that you swore that you ran into one out in public at the most random time. But sometimes you're lucky enough to fool people into thinking you're a celebrity. Where someone's like, oh my gosh, has anybody ever told you you look like this person? I will tell you, that does not really happen, except in bars for me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's low lighting.
The lighting.
A little, I don't know.
Tequila.
Tequila and vodka in the system. But the one that I would get during college a couple times, the most frequently, was Mila Kunis. Which is so...
You know, I have never once... Now I see it.
I get it, because we both have dark hair, right? And kind of like...
Tan.
Olive-y, yeah, skin. But she has like dark eyes. So the only... What I noticed, the only time I would get it is if I wore a lot of eyeliner. If I had like really smoky eyes, I would have people, dudes most of the time, be like... Has anybody ever told you you look like Mila Kunis?
And they're just trying to hit on you.
Well, yeah, of course. And did it work? No. Never.
That would have worked for
me. I'd be like, no, they didn't. Goodbye. That is pretty much it. But you know what? I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, I would. She's good gorgeous. Lady. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, it's sad. Nobody says those things to me.
Oh, whatever.
I don't think I look like anyone. But here's the thing. I'd like to think I look like Anne Hathaway. I've always thought I
look. I'm going to pull up a picture. Keep talking.
I like to think in my head I look like Anne Hathaway. I know I probably don't look like her. No one ever really tells me I look like a celebrity, but in my head, I definitely look like her. The problem is I got braces now, so we ain't twins anymore.
You know what I'll tell you, though?
I'm like her dorky twin sister she doesn't remember.
She doesn't smile often.
So I got to stop smiling. Great. I got
she
braces
She does the soft smile. No teeth, like very demure, very mindful, serious.
She doesn't wear glasses, does she?
No,
crap,
she does
I gotta
not.
Start putting contacts in.
She also has brown eyes. So
yeah, I'm green.
But she does have bangs like you.
Well, there's I got that going.
Got the bangs in common.
I'm telling you, I'm her dorky twin sister that she like doesn't ever bring out in public. Because she's embarrassed by you.
Can you imagine if somebody came up to you at the bar and be like, hear me out. You look like Anne Hathaway's dorky, weird freak of a sister.
You ever do something bad?
All the time.
Maybe you get fast food and you're like, oh man, I'm on a diet.
Mm.
Get an extra candy bar and you're like, I shouldn't do that. Or, you know. You listen to a podcast at work and you're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I feel so good being so bad.
You know what? Sometimes you're like, this is what gets me through my work day, respectfully.
This is where I don't punch anybody.
For the well-being of others, let me listen to my podcast.
Uh-huh.
We got a podcast that you can listen to so that you don't hurt others, hopefully.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hey, we drop an episode every weeknight at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, which is perfect so that by the time you get to work tomorrow, you got a fresh new ep.
Exactly. You can check it out, KZIA.com, Z102.9 radio app, and anywhere you normally find a podcast.
And then, you know, take some deep breaths. Don't hurt others. And give birth, I guess.
Do you know what was flunk day at Coe College today?
Flunk day.
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay, so I love this, and I wish that Kirkwood Community College did something like this, and I don't know if the University of Iowa ever did anything like this, but basically, the students have no idea when flunk day is going to be. But they know that they're going to get one, right? In the school year.
Okay.
The staff knows, I believe. And then they just wake up to a message and it goes, happy flunk day, which means no classes.
Huh?
And then, oh my God, go check out their story, by the way. And then they get fun activities all day long. You don't go to class. You just get fun activities. So right now, when I was checking their story because I knew it was flunk day, I saw they posted on Facebook. They got freaking bull riding happening. Not real bull riding.
I'm sorry.
But like aired up bull riding. They had like, you know, like bouncy houses, things that you would have when you were a kid. They're having that. I know they like usually cater in food too. It's cool. We didn't have anything like that at Kirkwood. I wish we would have.
No, we didn't either. We got like 4 feet of snow in Iowa City, and they'd be like, find your way to class.
You better be there. Don't be late or you'll get an F.
Yeah, we did not have anything like that.
Yeah, they do this every year. And I love checking. I love seeing them post about it on their Facebook page. And then you've got alumni who go, oh my God, I loved Flunk Day.
Yeah.
Or, this is so cool. Or happy Flunk Day. Here's the thing. I did see a comment on their Facebook page where somebody goes, I wish our job did this.
I was just going to say, hot take, can we make this a company thing?
That's what I'm saying. Why can't companies do flunk days? Your employees would be so happy. You don't have to go all out, okay? I'm not saying we have to get bouncy houses.
I'm saying if I walked into a mechanical bull in my office Monday, I would scream, cry, and throw up. That's so exciting.
A cotton candy machine?
Oh, my God.
Margarita machine? Okay, I'm not asking for a lot, but what if we just had a flunk it? We could just do board games. I mean, the options are endless. Hello? Who wants to join? I'll be the committee. I'll pick flunk day.
You would not. No, you're the wrong person because you would tell everybody when it is.
That's true. I got a big mouth.
You could have somebody else pick the day, keep it a secret, but maybe you could help with the activities.
They got to pick a day that no one has vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Because that would be perfect.
Yeah. I agree. Flunk day at work. I'm here for this.
Hello, yeah. HR. Are you listening?
Call us.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If you remember last summer on TikTok, everybody was saying it was brat summer thanks to Charlie XCX. It was basically like clubbing, partying, bus, another bus, plane, another plane. No sleep. I don't remember the rest of it, but it was about being crazy and carefree.
But I had a Barbie summer because I did not do any of that.
I know. It looked really fun, those of you that partook in brat summer, but that's over. And the winter has come and gone. We have defrosted into something much calmer, which the internet is saying is dilly-dally spring. Okay? Let me explain. People are enjoying dilly-dally spring, finding joy in slow, unstructured moments. The girl who I think started this or at least got it really popular on TikTok was saying, oh, you're probably sitting at home like, I'm so bored. I'm so miserable. Girl, go outside and dilly-dally. And for her, she said that could mean getting outside and just enjoying nothingness, sitting out on the patio or the porch, or strolling through the park. Walking around the mall, window shopping, having a little lay in the grass, a little picnic situation, baking with the windows open. It's basically like so relaxed, no plans, dilly-dally spring is the vibe that TikTok says that we need to be in.
Hear me out. What if it's those girls in the afternoon, dilly-dally summer?
Dilly-dally. Oh, you're taking it to the summer.
Well, why can we?
Well, I'm just saying. They're starting it for the spring. I don't know what the summer's
going. Okay, fine. Then we dilly-dally in the spring.
Okay.
And we just go and dilly-dally all throughout Cedar Rapids.
I love this. You know how I am. I don't leave my house often, okay? And when I do, I like to have low expectations.
Can I have our first spot on the agenda?
To dilly-dally out?
Yes!
Where?
Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell's office. She did invite us over. She said we could hang... we could maybe hang up her
That's no longer dilly-dallying.
Why?
Because we're working.
Oh, okay, then we just hang in her office.
We take a stroll by and just happen to run into her. That's dilly-dallying.
Oh, we just happen to run into
the mayor. Yeah, we're just walking through downtown. We happen to be like, oh, we should see if Tiffany's in. Mayor Tiffany, our friend.
Hey, is Tiff here?
Yeah, that's dilly-dallying. It's having no expectations. Chill vibes.
Girl, I need this. I do way too much to be not dilly-dallying.
I mean, you schedule when you blow your nose, so I feel that
Do. You should look at my Trello.
Don't like to. It makes me anxious.
I have my entire day scheduled out to 5-minute increments. So, yes, I schedule out sneezes and pees.
I know, and that's why you would really benefit from this.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9. 102.9.
If you're like, I need a hack to let my partner let me play video games, oh man, do I got a hack for you.
I can't believe you're doing this.
Trust me, I hate myself for doing this so much. Here's the thing. I hate when neighbor man plays video games. It drives me absolutely bonkers. But man, did he play me so hard last night to play video games. And it was good. So that's why I wanted to tell you this hack.
I'm going to take this. No, it's not a hack. It's a warning. So I don't fall for whatever you fell for.
Dude, I fell for it. Here's the thing. So last night we get home and he's following me around the house like a little puppy dog. And he's kissing me. We go into another room and then he kisses me again. And you know me, I'm a sucker for kisses, right?
No, I don't know that. But I'm
you know
so
my
happy
number one love language is
physical touch.
Oh my god, yes.
Okay.
So he's just like a little dog, just following me here, there, kissing me everywhere. And at one point, okay, even though physical touch is my number one love language, I was getting annoyed. I was like, okay, this is too much love. Mm-hmm. All right. So I looked at him and I go, okay, I love you. You can leave me alone now. Go play video games. Mm. And the smirk on his face, I think he just was like, game over. I won. He knew what he was doing and he succeeded. And I looked immediately into his gaming room. He already had the game up.
Okay, so it was a ploy.
He knew what he was. This dude played me to play games. And it worked. It freaking worked. So I'm telling you, don't fall for it. If that's what, I mean, if they're starting loving you all of a sudden and you're like, wait a minute, you don't normally kiss me this much. Watch out. That's what they're trying to do. But also, listen up if you're trying to get your woman to let you play some video games.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because it worked for me. And if he did it again tonight, it's probably going to work again. Because I'm a sucker for love.
Oh, but until you're not, until you're like, get away from me and you're driving me nuts.
Well, when you're kissing me too much that I can't even breathe, heck yeah, get off of me.
I don't need to know anymore. Thank you.
I can never show my face again to neighbor man's boss, ever. Because I absolutely just embarrassed myself to him.
Oh, that's not good.
Here's the thing. I thought he was offering me a second job. It turns out that's not what he was doing.
You thought he was like, oh, why don't you come work here too?
Mm-hmm. That's what it, let me, tell me if I'm crazy. Because
I will. I will.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm sitting at the table. I'm just waiting for neighbor man to be done working. And his boss comes from the back and he goes, hey, what time do you get off? What time do you get off? What time does the show end? And mm-hmm. I go, oh, 7 o'clock. That's my thought. I go, oh, he's like, what time do you get off? You want to come work here when you get done?
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Okay.
I thought the next conversation was going to be that. Hey, we need some help. You want to come work here?
Uh-huh.
That's how I thought it was going to go. However, that's not what happened. The next thing was, oh, hey, were you talking about grunting on the radio today?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I forget about who listens to the show and how they can mm-hmm. listen and where they're listening. And yeah, I did talk about grunting on the show yesterday at the gym. I was grunting at the gym yesterday and people heard it and I didn't think they were listening and I'm embarrassed and I can't show my face at the gym. And also now I can't show my face at neighbor man's work ever again.
Well, and you definitely can't expect him to ever hand you a job application.
Time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I would like to think I am the queen when it comes to trivia questions.
Oh,
you know, I love me good trivia. I've been doing this before even our show started. I used to be the night show. It used to be Destiny in the night show.
That is correct.
And we've been doing this show for 2 years, so I'd say I've probably been doing Let's Get Quizzical for like 4 or 5 years now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been going on for a while. I never get stumped when it comes to a trivia question. Even if I slightly do, you can usually help me out. You were like, maybe you could do a sourdough trivia question because it's National Sourdough Day. No, I cannot.
You needed like 3 to 5 business days to come up with something.
That was hard. That was way too hard. I couldn't. We're not going to talk about the amount of websites I was searching. I couldn't find nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you were like, well, maybe April showers bring May flowers. So I was trying to look up showers trivia questions.
Yeah.
And there are, but showers is in the answer. So it's like, I can't.
It's not going to work.
I can't be like, oh, showers, because you said that, but then everyone's going to know showers the answer.
And spoil it.
So I'm just going to do a regular trivia question.
I think that's okay.
Okay, great. Here we go. 31% of singles say they have dated someone they met here. What is it? Where is it?
All right. I like, you said regular, but this is fun.
You like it?
Yeah. I think we'll get some really interesting answers. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's a big chunk of people. 31% of singles say they have dated someone they met here. Where is it?
Yeah, it's 1/3 of people.
I know.
We just need somebody else to come in, and then we'll see if this scientifically works. It's just us two right now.
I know, right?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on
C102.9. Question tonight is about love.
All right.
The question is, 31% of singles say they have dated someone they met here. Where is it?
So we got to think back to where we've met all of our significant
lovers.
Others. Oh, that's traumatizing. You can, thanks for that. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, we're seeing 90-33 said work.
I have.
I have not. That is one place that I'm like, I do not want to.
Never?
No.
Ever? You have never dated someone you worked with?
No. That sounds like a nightmare.
I got engaged to somebody I worked with.
Yeah, I know you did. How'd it go? Don't do it again. I'll tell you that.
I don't work with anyone that I am attractive to, so we're good.
Great.
All good over here. Unless Neighbor Man starts working here. But we're going to make sure that
doesn't
happen.
There's a ban on that that you don't know about yet.
You already talked to HR.
I sure did. So for the well-being of everybody and herself, no.
You can't hire him.
It's not allowed.
98-90 said the club or his mom's house. What do you?
Two very different.
Whoa there. What?
I don't know. How are you at his mom's house?
Why are you just at his mom's house?
I don't know. The club, though.
That's fine. But I'm just like, do you work with his mom? And then you're just like hanging out with his mom? Maybe that's what it is.
That's still weird.
And then you're like, oh. Here's what it is. Okay, maybe you work with the mom and you knew about the son or the, you know, vice versa, the daughter, whatever. And the mom's hooking you up.
At her own home?
Well, why not?
That's weird.
You wouldn't do that?
No! That's how you get murdered. I'm sorry. There is a Netflix documentary about that.
What? No, I don't think so. I always kind of imagine something like that could happen. Where the mom is like, I got a really hot son, right?
Yeah.
Come over. He'll be over at like 6 tonight. We're going to say, I'm teaching you how to sew, and I'll just casually introduce you to my son, John. I don't know. That's just how I imagine that probably went down.
I mean, maybe that worked for somebody, but to me, that screams
murder.
Like, you're not going to sew anything, and you're not going to make it home tonight. I don't know. Maybe that
it's
was
a mom
if,
and son.
If that worked
murder.
For you, maybe they're a team. I don't know.
You watch way too much murder.
Yeah, and that's why I'm still alive, because I'm careful. Thank you.
She's not coming to your house to learn how to
sew. No, don't invite me over. 7335 said the bar.
That's where you learn. That's where you met your boo thing.
I have realized that is where I have met almost all of my partners.
Murder? Like, I just, that one's more murdery to me.
At the bar?
I don't know.
No. Everybody's flirty at the bar. Everybody's hotter at the bar. They are.
That's a quote right there. Everybody's hotter and
tell me I'm wrong.
Well,
it's dark. I've had some tequila.
Because it's dark. Yeah. And because you've had some tequila.
Exactly.
That they're hotter.
That's why it's never worked. Okay. Well, until now, I shouldn't say that.
We have different standards, because I would love to go to the mom's house and learn how to sew and then meet the son, John.
Mm-hmm.
We have different standards.
I'd like to meet you in the dark, where I can't really hear you and I can't really see you. But we're in public. You know?
What? What'd you say? I can't hear you.
Yeah.
You look cute, though, because I can hardly see you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how it went.
You have glasses on? I don't know, because I can't see you.
No. Nope. this is exactly right.
That's how she fell in love with all of her exes.
Ah, yeah. It worked really well for me.
I just went over to the mom's house every single time.
And has it worked for you?
Still don't know how to sew, in case you're wondering. Mm-hmm. 31% of singles say they have dated someone they met here. What is it? Where is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but the answer's coming up in less than 4 minutes.
See, here's the thing. I was supposed to learn how to sew, but I got distracted.
Yeah, because somebody pulled out a knife.
Oh, my God. Let it go. I'm fine. I haven't died.
I'm just saying, watch yourself. If you get invited to the mom's house before you've even met.
I think it's fine. You worked with her.
I don't trust her. I just don't.
Question tonight. 31% of singles say they have dated someone they met here. Where is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
31% of singles say they have dated someone they met at the gym.
That's a lot of people to be doing that.
Here's the thing. Thank God I'm not single anymore. Because no one would pick me up at the gym.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unless you're like a hot gym girly.
I'm not.
How do you do that? I can't. I go so ugly.
Yeah, I'm a rat in half.
And I feel like even if I do, like, you know, pull out one of my matching sets, like cute leggings and a matching top, I'm still ugly.
100%. I have never looked good. Here's the thing. There was a girl today. She looked cute. And then she she looked hot on the machine. I'm like, how do you look hot on the machine?
Yeah, it's like people who like walk on the treadmill and aren't even trying, but they look like they're like a Victoria's Secret model. Oh, and you're God. Like, what? Can you leave some for the rest of us?
Uh-huh. The way that she was doing this one machine, her butt looked so good. Even I was looking. I was like, I can't help it. Yeah, I gotta stop because you're gonna be like, please leave, you're a creep. And I'm like, I can't help it.
Well, and then I get on the machine and people are like, who let in the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.